Thousands of people came out in Letterkenny today for a protest against water charges. It's estimated that almost 10,000 people turned out, and the huge crowd, which included families and many children, were not put off by the pouring rain. They marched from the Port Road to Market Square. And just to put the crowd into perspective, at one stage, the Port Road from the roundabout to the traffic lights at the top of the road was filled with thousands of people. Highland Radio News spoke to a number of people who travelled from all sides of the county to be at today's protest, and they say they have a clear message for the Irish government.
It's crazy. It's, I just wanted them to go and they'll sell it off, they'll privatise the company, and they're away with PPS numbers, and these charges are just cat all together, and there's no end to it. So it's about time that people all got together and stood up to them.
So I'm a farmer, I'm paying for water anyway, which is going to be double. It's got to the stage where you can't afford it, but, you know, no more, like, between the household and you name it.
Well, what the charges are alright if you've money to pay for them. But if you haven't, what do you do? Where you've ended Kenny and the likes of them up there taking over €700 a day, dipping their hands into the pockets of Irish people, taking €700 a day for themselves, gorging themselves with the people's money, and then expecting everybody else to foot the bill.
And have you ever protested before?
I have.
What's the difference with this protest compared to our protests?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Is this the biggest protest you've ever seen in County Donegal?
Oh, definitely. The long shot.
It's raining here and they want us to pay for this water. Now, Joan Burton, I would love her end of Kenny to stand here now. I'd be telling them what to do.
Well, we're not going to work with a company taking us over. Because in 2 or 3 years' time, that company is gone. The Irish government needs to go over and start running things. They sold out the fishery. They sold out the forestry. The water's gone down the Swanee, and God knows how many others. And the only things left here is the self-employed, and they've nothing here. The self-employed's absolutely classed as nobody. And I hope the government hears that today.
Banity, I keep the Irish crowd. If they bring the water charges in, that's us finished with the Irish crowd. We can't afford to keep them. There's too much pressure on the way we are. And if this comes in, forget it. How can you tell kids they can't take a shower? They can't do this. Flushing toilets, you know. We have too many bills the way it is. 34 years I'm keeping Irish students, and but if this goes through, I'm finished with them. I can't afford to go on. And that's the only thing we haven't got to hark around that area is the Irish college.
Just don't think it's very fair having to pay for this water that they already pay it through other taxes. And plus the fact that I read about the pipes here in Donegal supposed to have been made with cement containing asbestos. So why would you bother? The last time I protested was the time they were cutting the cancer care, their thing here in Kenny, so that was about over 10 years ago.
Yeah, and there would have been a big crowd for that, but
yeah, there was.
Compare this.
This is bigger. This is major. Everybody's pissed off.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people also turned out for protests in Lifford and Ballyshannon today. Today's protests are being described as the biggest County Donegal has ever seen. And there is no doubt the protesters today sent a clear message to the Irish government.